work and school.
We're trying to create a framework here that will work for families to be more stable. This makes a lot of sense. It's long overdue. We're going to do everything we can to see that this happens.
Call Senator Blunt at 417-877-7814. Tell him to keep fighting for our military and their families by passing Senate Bill 2137, the Military Family Stability Act. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Beremir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beremir Glass and Door. Beremir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beremir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360.
Sip, see, savor.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill. Running or not. And get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy Buffalo Chicken and Mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, along with Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. And time now to play the Harris Challenge. This is where we find out if you've been paying attention as the week moved along. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can get into play right now. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. Each of our contestants will have a choice of categories. And in that category, there will be five questions worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. So that's a total of 15 points that they can earn, but they don't have to get all of them to win. As long as they get more than half of the available points, they will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and Cobbleville.
Cobbleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizza, we have a Peroni's gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri at M&P. or from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes, like maybe Bridge of Spies.
That's that's a pretty good Tom Hanks movie I saw
a few weeks ago.
I like it a lot.
Also, from
you were going to say Bridge of Sighs.
I know.
Your Robin Trower imitation.
I almost did that, yes. from Family Nuts, it's a locally owned family candy store and ice cream store right here in Westport. And you will get one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts.
So choose whichever prize you'd like if you win, or get all 15 points for a clean sweep, and we'll give you a bonus prize.
That's right. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
You know, sometime you should go in there to have a drink and just marvel at the curved TV they have in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Everybody who gets on the challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use for some prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you have to say?
Well, unfortunately, I did not arrange any prearranged commercial endorsements, so I'll just say I'm aiming at the end.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We always appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what comes spilling out. We know what category one will be because it's our weekly most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or category two, Forbes Highest Paid Women in Music. They just came out with that list this week. Or because Spectre opens today at a theater near you, we have a category called Bond, multiple choice Bond. Which one would you like, Scott?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the Have I Been Paying Attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, 15 points for you to earn. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where was a Russian airplane brought down this week by what British investigators believe was more likely than not a terrorist bomb?
Sinai Peninsula?
That's correct. On Tuesday, which state rejected a referendum that would have made recreational marijuana legal?
Ohio.
Correct. Which female athlete chased down a guy who stole her cell phone off a table at a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco this week?
Ooh, pass.
Which of these movies was not written by Melissa Matheson, who died this week at age 65? E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or The Indian in the Cupboard?
Ooh, I have to go with The Indian in the Cupboard.
Close Encounters was not hers. In what country was a Muslim man accused of stealing a cow beaten to death by a Hindu mob? India, Pakistan, or Sri Lanka?
I'm going with India.
It is India. And who was that female athlete who chased the guy down for her cell phone?
I have no clue.
It was Serena Williams.
Oh, I did hear that.
Let's see how we did here, Scott. You got the one, you got the two, you got the five. That is 8 points, just above the winning threshold. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will meet our second contestant. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something for a few seconds.
All right. I'd like to plug the St. Louis Rams. I repeat, St. Louis Rams. Don't move to L.A.
Good luck with that. What do you think about the Rams and the Vikings this weekend in Minnesota?
I'm excited. It's going to be a good game. They're both teams that people have been hoping to be good for a long time.
Well, they're both going to be battling out for wild card spots this year, and I can't believe I'm saying that about the Rams. It tells you how bad the NFC West is this year.
Yeah.
Which category would you like? Forbes, highest paid women in music, Bond, multiple choice Bond, or our new third category, Republican presidential candidates in the news?
We'll take Republican presidential candidates in the news.
All right, Kyle, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show has received tens of thousands of signatures from Latinos who want Donald Trump dumped as host this week?
Saturday Night Live.
Correct. Which candidate was questioned this week about comments made by his father about Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld's roles in his brother's presidency?
Jeb Bush.
Correct. Which two candidates started getting Secret Service protection this week?
Yeah.
Which two candidates found out this week they will not be allowed on the main stage next week at the Fox Business Network debate?
Yeah.
Which candidate wrongly said this week that the pyramids in Egypt were built by Joseph to store grain?
Ben Carson.
It is Ben Carson. All right, back to the three-pointer. Which two candidates started getting Secret Service protection this week?
Trump and Carson.
Correct. And which two are not going to be on the stage next week at that debate?
Then Huckabee and Christie.
Did you say Huckabee and Christie?
Yes.
The answer is Christie and Huckabee. Oh,
hey.
You were so... Oh, wait, that's the same thing because addition is commutative. Yeah, nicely done, Kyle.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
By the way, one more thing about Ben Carson. He's in a bit of trouble now because today he had to admit that while he said a few days ago that he was offered a full scholarship to West Point, after West Point did some checking, they found he never even applied. And he said, oh, what I meant to say was my ROTC guy was going to get me a connection so I could get an application, which is not the same as I got a full scholarship, is it? And by the way, because of that, some people started a very interesting meme on Twitter today. The Twitterverse came up with new entries in the Ben Carson Wikipedia page. For instance, according to Ben Carson, Stonehenge is a game of Jenga abandoned by giants. According to Ben Carson, the Amazon is the longest river named after a corporation. The Taj Mahal was originally built as a handball court. The term algorithm is named after Al Gore. If you punch a tiger hard enough, it explodes into kittens. It takes 14 metric pancakes to shingle a doghouse. By the way, I don't know what that means, but I love that phrase. It takes 14 metric pancakes to shingle a doghouse. Also on Ben Carson's Wikipedia page, if you carry a lizard in your pocket, you'll be able to see at night. The Earth is filled with helium, and that is how we stay in space. And my favorite, fish pee is especially salty, which is where the salt water comes from. Before fish, everything was fresh water. The things you learn from Ben Carson's Wikipedia page.
Wow, that's awesome.
But here's the thing we learned here. Kyle's really good at the Harris Challenge because you got them all right for a clean sweep, Kyle.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we will move on to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Take your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Let's go Blues.
All right. Which category would you like? Forbes, highest paid women in music. Bond, multiple choice Bond. Or our new third category, Happy Birthday Adolf Sachs.
Let's do the Forbes highest paid.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who performed at this year's Super Bowl halftime and went on to earn $135 million, more than any other woman on the list?
Katy Perry.
Correct. Who fell to number two on the list, but still made $80 million this year on the strength of continuing sales of her 1989 album and tickets to her concerts?
Madonna.
Taylor Swift. What is the stage name of Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, who earned $59 million this year, even out of costume?
Pink?
Lady Gaga. Here's your four-pointer. Which singing superstar earned $54.5 million from a tour with her husband, Sean Carter, and commercial deals with Pepsi, L'Oreal, and her own fragrance, Heat?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Who earned $31 million this year from a residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas and her own intimate line of lingerie? We ran out of time. That one was Britney Spears. Sean Carter is Jay-Z. His wife would be Beyonce. And Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. Those are the top five highest paid women in music. Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got the one. And this recaps your scoring. So,
brutal.
As you know on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win by getting eight or more, you are punished.
Give it to me.
All right. Ian and I last week were talking about Phil Collins deciding to come out of retirement. And I said to Ian, find me a bad cover of a Phil Collins song we can use as punishment. Surprisingly, there aren't that many online. But we did find this guy, Tim Hennessy.
One more night, I've been trying for so long.
and Phil Collins has announced, if they're going to sing my songs like that, I'm not going to unretire. Wow. All right, Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same in the PM.
Thank you.
Did you see that they are petitioning? 2,000 people, I think, have signed the petition for Phil Collins to stay retired.
We want Tim Hennessy instead. Here's our fourth contestant, also named Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Okay, I'll do what everybody else did. Let's go blues.
All right. Which category of our two that are remaining would you like? Bond, multiple choice Bond, or Happy Birthday, Adolf Sachs?
The Bond.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to Time Magazine, which Bond actor has the highest kills per movie ratio? Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, or Timothy Dalton?
Pierce Brosnan.
Correct. Which actor has played James Bond in the most movies? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, or Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Roger Moore. Which of these was not the name of a Bond girl? Rosie Lick-a-Lot, Plenty O'Toole, or Pussy Galore?
Rosie.
Rosie Lick-a-Lot was not a Bond girl, you're right. Who had the only Bond theme song to hit number one on the Billboard chart? Paul McCartney, Sheena Easton, or Duran Duran?
Duran Duran.
Correct. Who did the first Bond theme song to win an Oscar for Best Song? Shirley Bassey, Adele, or Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle.
It was in 2013 for Skyfall that Adele won the Oscar for Best Song.
Ah.
Duran Duran got the number one song with A View to a Kill. Roger Moore, by the way, has been in 7 Bond movies. Sean Connery, 6. Daniel Craig, now up to 4. And Pierce Brosnan killed 27 people in his time as Bond. Let's see how he did here. You got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 4, and you squeak by with an 8-point win. Mike, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes while I meet our final contestant today. Hello, Steve.
What's up, boys?
Steve, are you on your speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate that. Ian will edit that out so no one ever hears that, and it won't be embarrassing for you. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to thank my beautiful bride who's listening and dealing with our 4 crazy kids. I'll be home soon.
You don't want to mention their names?
Let's see. My wife is Kama, and my daughters are Sienna, Micheline, and Kai, and then a son, Shadrach, all between the ages of 4 and 6.
Wow.
Woo.
So no one in your house has slept in 7 years?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Our final category today, Steve, is Happy Birthday, Adolf Sachs. This is the guy who patented and invented the saxophone. He was born on this day in 1814. He patented it when he was 32 years old in 1846. This is about men who became famous playing the saxophone. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the longtime sax player for the E Street Band until his death in 2011?
Pass.
By what name is sax player Kenneth Gorelick better known?
Kenny G.
Correct. Which jazz saxophonist, one of the inventors of bebop, was nicknamed Bird?
Pass.
On which late-night TV show was Branford Marsalis, the bandleader from 1993 to 1995?
Oh, shit, that had to pass.
Raphael Ravenscroft's 8-bar sax riff is the most recognizable part of what 1978 hit song by Jerry Rafferty?
I know that one too, but pass.
Back to the 1-pointer, longtime sax player for the E Street Band.
Oh, no.
How about who was Bird?
Miles Davis.
Charlie Parker. How about Branford Marsalis' TV show? He was the band leader for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And Raphael Ravenscroft played saxophone on Jerry Rafferty's hit, Dan?
Baker Street.
Correct.
Baker Street.
And Clarence Clemons was the longtime sax player for the E Street Band. And let's see how you did here. You got Kenny G.
T.
too.
Oh, and let me tell you something. When the only thing you have is Kenny G, you have been spending too much time at Starbucks. Steve, the 2 points, yeah, does get you this punishment once again by Phil Collins' karaoke star, Tim Hennessy. So I can make he thought he was good enough to YouTube himself and post it for the world to see.
Oh.
Total views, 9. All right, Steve, sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a nice weekend, and thanks for playing.
Right back at you.
That's the Harris Challenge, which happens every Friday right around 5:15, although next week we are being preempted for a 3-hour soccer pregame show. So we'll return with the challenge 2 weeks from today here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. In the meantime, you can always catch up with previous challenges you may have missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com. And when we return, it's Mike Evans in Hollywood and today's batch of knuckleheads in the news right after that.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and head airborne. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right. It looks like we had an accident on westbound 70 near Highway A that was causing some delays. We're over Highway 55 in South County now. You've got slow stretches from downtown all the way out to about Rebus Barracks. Nothing really stop and go too much, but it's just really slow and off the pace. And then south of Butler Hill down through Merrimack Bottom, you've got the same thing. Southbound Telegraph, that's jamming up 255 all the way through Baumgartner. We have southbound 270 from Page down through Manchester, then from Highway 44 to about Tesson Ferry. Things are running really slow. Westbound 44, you're still jamming up from between Grand and Kings Highway out through Murdoch. You're slow from 270 out through, let's see here, we're going to call it Bowles. And then they have Marshall Road shut down in Treecourt due to a vehicle accident and car fire. And that has traffic backed up underneath the overpass of Highway 270. And then if you're traveling on westbound 40, things are really, really, really heavy now from Compton out to McCausland. You'll find some slow pockets again from Lindbergh through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent can help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
They're watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Too many never made it home. This Veterans Day, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
This is Jim McMillan. This Saturday, November 7th, John Shea and I take the Inside Out Show to my own Rolling Ridge Nursery. Then this Sunday, November 8th, will be a day to remember. It's our Christmas show combined with the Webster Groves Historical Society's Christmas Market. Over 2 acres of 60 vendors carefully selected will offer jewelry, baked goods, scarves, purses, art glass, metalwork, quilts, paintings, cutting boards, and so much more. Of course, the refreshments, the Christmas tree seedlings, and the live music are all free. Then the grand opening of our popular decoration center and our new living art display will kick off the season. It's the Christmas show and Christmas market this Sunday from 10 to 4 here at Rolling Ridge Nursery. Plenty of parking in Old Webster. Bring the kids, hop on the trolley, and stop right at our front door. I'll see you there.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
How would you like to try America's best-selling home fitness program free for 30 days? You've probably heard of P90X. It's the number one fitness program designed to get you in amazing shape. Elite trainer Tony Horton shows you the same body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
You can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles. Takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches. No more sinus infections. No more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
When you shop, driving to one store, then another store, then another store is a hassle. That's why they invented shopping centers. All the stores in one place. It's that way with insurance at locally owned Weiss Insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at Weiss. Spelled WEISS-INS.com.
For all of your holiday cooking needs, where are you going to go? Can I recommend my friends at Menino's? Fresh, never frozen turkeys, and yes, there is a huge difference. Don't forget about the fresh pies. Can't show up empty-handed at a friend's house. Maybe a Menino's pie. How about the world-famous prime rib, $12.99 a pound? Beef tenderloin, $12.99 a pound. For all of your holiday fixings, Menino's. And for catering, MeninosMarket.com. In Cotterville, Highway N and Motherhead, Menino's or MeninosMarket.com.
Is your home ready for the holidays? Well, let Encore Consignment Gallery help you out. We'll be broadcasting live there on Thursday, November 12th at Encore Consignment Gallery from 10 to 1 p.m. at Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. They offer home decor worthy of a repeat performance. They've also got holiday decor, trees, lights, collectibles, you name it. Also accepting holiday consignments by appointment. And if you're thinking about an estate sale, think about Encore Consignment Gallery, Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. Encore Consignment Gallery for that unique one-of-a-kind find.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis in the studio here with me. And in Southern California now, let's welcome Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it a half.
I'm taking my beer, little Paul Harris. Little Paul
Harris. How are you, Mike?
Doing good. You ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
Pop quiz question, we're reviewing Spectre, another movie today, Spectre, the 007 movie, here you go. Who's the shortest actor to play Bond, James Bond? Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, Roger Moore, answer in a minute. Two movie reviews, I mean.
Yeah.
Peanuts, the movie, did you see it?
Did not.
It's been 65 years since Peanuts debuted in American newspapers. This film is a delight for parents as well as the kids. Charlie Brown tries to change his image, but it's kind of hard for Charlie Brown. Wants to win the heart of the new neighborhood girl. Rated G, 93 minutes, 3 stars. It's an enjoyable family film.
I have a question for you about this. We were discussing about an hour ago on the show. Do kids today know about Charlie Brown and Snoopy and all of that?
I mean, well, I think they've seen enough on the Halloween specials. And
yeah, but except for the Halloween and Christmas specials, are kids like into Snoopy? Like, I know they see the balloon on the Thanksgiving Day parades, but aside from that, I mean,
well, you got the house that went up in balloons. They didn't know anything about that. It's still a movie that sold.
Hey, in the movie, did the grown-ups go, wah, 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 wah? Did they have that?
No.
Really? Oh, that's too bad. I liked that. It was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't understand what they were talking about.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I know. There was, I mean, I think, you know, I mean,
I'll go see it.
No Donald Duck now.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Spectre. Did you like that?
No.
The latest James Bond movie, it's sort of on steroids. It is, it's overkill. Some of the old Bond classic scenes are replayed. I thought it started fine, but it just pushed too hard and is certainly not a great Bond film.
And it's way too long.
That was my next comment. PG-13 and way too long at over 2.5 hours.
And that Sam Smith's theme song is not going to be a hit.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Only because it's James Bond 2, but it only probably deserves 1.5. Would you give it?
4 out of 10, so we're about the same.
Yeah. How about 6 days before cop hater Quentin Tarantino blasted the police and the anti-police rally? Quentin called 911 to Los Angeles, worried that there was a prowler in his property. Cops, LAPD showed up in 4 minutes, secured the property. It's the fifth time that he had called the police in the last couple of years.
Hmm.
So I guess he doesn't mind calling if he needs them.
No.
No.
Suggested TV viewing Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. The ratings would be through the roof. I think everybody agrees. And I'm hearing from people I know back there that they're telling me that the show is going to be hilarious.
Here's an interesting part about this, though. NBC has to keep track of how many minutes Trump is on the air because all the other candidates can ask for equal time.
I understand that that's not really true anymore.
No?
No.
Really?
Because everybody's being interviewed on everybody else's different shows, and that's no longer true.
Huh.
The FCC has just sort of put a hold on that whole thing.
Hmm.
Started last year with the last election. Before Saturday Night Live, HBO Championship Boxing will feature my buddy Tim Bradley fighting for the welterweight crown. He is the champion, so he is putting it up for grabs. Brandon Rios, a really good boxer. It's not a pay-per-view, so... you like boxing, little Paul Harris?
No, I don't.
How come?
I just, ever since the days of Ali and Frazier, I haven't cared. You know what? That's not true. I guess in the days when Mike Tyson was knocking people out in 8 seconds, it was interesting. But I couldn't tell you the name of a boxer now for the life of me.
How about Alexander?
Don't know him.
I know Manny Pacquiao. That's so. I'm like Paul. I
don't pay attention to it. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to boxing.
There's a really great boxer named Alexander that fights out of St. Louis.
Okay.
Oh.
Is it Kevin? I think it's Kevin Alexander.
Okay. Yeah.
He fought Bradley about 4 years ago. Then he's also won some very big fights.
I know. I have a couple of friends of mine that are huge into boxing.
Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey.
I know who she is, and I've been following her for the last couple of years, but even past that, I don't know anything about MMA.
Have you watched any of her matches?
I think I've seen clips of it, like on SportsCenter, but that's it. Just not into the fighting. I don't know. Just doesn't interest me anymore, like it did when I was a kid.
Did you see any of the Carly Fiorina on The View today?
No, I heard clips, though.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Boy, it's amazing how ignorant and that Whoopi Goldberg is.
Oh.
Well, let's not hold her up as a great
political. And also that Joy, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Joy Behar?
Yeah,
is that it? Joy Behar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Actually, my favorite political story of the day is that, I don't want to say that Ben Carson's been embellishing things lately, but he just got an endorsement minutes ago from Brian Williams.
Very good.
Thank you.
TV show to avoid. I really like Kelly Pickler, but Kelly Pickler's new reality show with her husband showing them living on the farm. I'd rather have bleach poured in my eyes than see that thing again.
Oh, I saw the promo for that thing. It looks so bad.
It is that bad.
Mike, when you get a chance, I want you to Google Kelly Pickler prom dress. Trust me.
Worst thing. Funny.
Just, I can't describe it. You got to look at it. It's a visual. Kelly Pickler prom dress.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Thanks. And who is the shortest actor to play James Bond? Is it Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, Roger Moore?
I'll go Daniel Craig.
I'll go Pierce.
I'll say Daniel Craig.
Timothy Dalton, 6'2", Pierce Brosnan, 6'2", Roger Moore, 6'2", Daniel Craig, 5'10". And finally, Aloha Friday, no working Monday, we're going to play the Aloha Friday. Good luck to the St. Louis Rams and the Missouri Tigers, and have a great weekend. Lili Okalani, Lani Ani Oke, Yellow Koo, and a cock, and a and hui hui ho. Shoot away, Kamiki, Kaga, hoo. I have another Kamiki, Kaga, hui ho.
Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And before we get to Knuckleheads, Dan's got a gig to promote this weekend.
That's right. Tonight, we are at the Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Afton, right there on Gravois. I think it's 9420 Gravois. So the Clubhouse tonight, starting at 9 o'clock.
That's the Southside Johnny Band, yes. Ask for it by name.
Yeah.
Knuckleheads is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. When you need a cab, download the STL Taxi app and order a cab that way, or the old-fashioned way, call them, 314-652-3456. The globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Seattle, Washington, where the famous gum wall is finally going to be cleaned after 20 years of people adding their discarded chewing gum. The Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority announced the gum will be removed with hot steam, but they're not saying you won't be able to stick your gum on there afterwards. They just want to wipe the canvas clean on what TripAdvisor says is the second most germ-ridden tourist attraction in the world. The gum wall started in the early 90s when theatergoers at a nearby improv comedy club were asked not to stick gum under their seats, so they started leaving it on the brick wall outside. Since then, the gum collection has grown vertically and horizontally, even onto an adjacent wall in the alley, despite a sign saying, "No gum on this side, please. Thank you." Of course, there's gum on the sign saying, no gum here, please. People haven't just left gum on the gum wall. They've also used gum to stick fortune cookie fortunes and business cards and coins, the flags of Sweden and Brazil, a Seahawks 12th man tribute, love notes, and even a marriage proposal spelled out in 170 pieces of gum. In all, there are something like 750,000 wads of gum on the 8x54-foot wall. It's all going to come down on November 20th when it gets steam cleaned. Now we go to a Singapore Airlines Boeing 747 making a routine flight from Sydney to Kuala Lumpur last week when all of a sudden the smoke alarm went off. But there was no smoke. According to the Aviation Herald, the alarm was triggered by massive amounts of methane that had accumulated inside the fuselage. All this gas was produced by farts and manure from the 2,186 sheep aboard the plane. Just some of the 2.3 million sheep exported from Australia this year. The plane had to make an emergency landing on Bali about 45 minutes later, grounded for 2.5 hours, during which they opened the cargo doors and aired it out, and then went on with the flight to Malaysia. That's the first time I've heard of a plane grounded by farts. And thanks to Matt Burrows for this story from Daytona Beach, Florida. People having dinner Tuesday at the Hibachi Grill and Supreme Buffet, surprised when a guy named Justin Grimes dropped in. Literally, through the ceiling. Several customers had told the manager they heard noises in the ceiling, and when the manager went to his office to check the surveillance video, he found ceiling tiles broken, wires dangling, and a pair of shoes on the floor. A staffer in the restaurant called 911, and a minute later, Justin fell through. Police believe that he entered the ceiling through the bathroom, tried to get to the office where the safe and the money are, but instead fell through right into the dining room, tried to run, but patrons held him down until the cops took him away. In St. Pölten, Austria, an 85-year-old grandmother really did not want her family to inherit her money. She died in the retirement home, and when workers collected her belongings, they discovered that she had taken €950,000 in cash. That's about $1 million. She had put them on her bed and taken a scissors and cut it to shreds. Authorities said she was within her rights to destroy her money. It was her property. No criminal investigation's been opened. Meanwhile, the heirs are now talking to bank officials about what you could do with shredded money. And we'll finish today in Wrexham, England, where Tesco, that's a supermarket, has posted an ad for a job as a Christmas light untangler. The store is launching a service this month allowing customers to bring in their messy Christmas lights to be untangled. I think this is a great idea. If you want the job, you have to untangle 10 feet of Christmas lights in less than 3 minutes and also check the bulbs to make sure they're not broken. So far, more than 24 people have applied. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today on the Big 550 KTRS. One last quick thing. Check my website for yesterday's picture of the day. And Ian's also going to put it on the AM and the PM page on Facebook. It's two guys flying next to an Airbus A380 over Dubai. Probably about a mile high and certainly going a couple hundred miles an hour. These guys are wearing Kevlar wings, and each of them has four jets on their suit.
Whoa.
And they are flying as fast as a jet.
Wow.
It is an amazing piece of video. And if you click on it, you can also get the behind-the-scenes story on the whole thing as well. It's put together by a company called Jetman Dubai. I want one. Forget the flying plane. I want a jetpack like these guys have. So cool. All right, that's it for today. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And let's get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
And let me say this. Paul, you're crazy, and I would much more rather have a cockpit around me than to be out like those guys.
Check out that video.
I saw it right after you posted it. And then it was on the CBS Evening News last night. So
it's for everybody who wanted to be Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, wow. You're crazy. All right, guys. Let's see. We've got an accident northbound 270 north of Ladue blocking a lane. We've got an accident eastbound 40 east of McKnight that's blocking the right lane. Westbound 44 at Highway 270. We still have slow traffic downtown eastbound 40 approaching the Poplar Street Bridge from Jefferson. Let's see. Eastbound 270 is still a little bit heavy. Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 40 drivers, you're slowing Hampton through McCausland. You're also slow Winghaven out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard out to Highway 70, and then you are also slow on westbound 44 from Hampton through Murdoch. And this traffic report brought to you by TrueCar. TrueCar is the fun way to buy a new car, and make sure you never overpay. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Download the TrueCar app today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
At Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale this Friday and Saturday, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A mother accused of poisoning her own son. Why the St. Louis County prosecutor is speaking out.
It's just a big sigh of relief right now.
Plus, Russ Faria found not guilty of murdering his wife.
Tonight, triumph over tragedy. Remember the Drury Inn murder? You can make something positive come out of that. All you have to do is go out to eat.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, a mother is charged tonight with intentionally poisoning her 9-year-old son with prescription medications.
She lives in northwest Missouri, but the alleged overdoses were discovered by doctors here in St. Louis. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in Clayton with more about the alleged crime and the law that would have likely prevented it. Paul?
Well, Rafer and Sandy, the charges were revealed today, but investigators